My wife and I really sat down during the pandemic and wanted to understand what needed to change in our life and what we needed to help people change in their life. But I think the pandemic gave all of us a chance to do some inner soul searching and figure it out. Hey, this is Marcus Lemonis, and you're on the road with Dane, and this is WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line, excited to have entrepreneur, philanthropist, investor, a driving force in the world of racing, and a star of some of our favorite television programs, including The Prophet on CNBC, the one only Marcus Lemonis. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning. I love WGN. It's one of my favorites. I'm happy to be on.
Well, it's your hometown station. You think about this. You're a global personality, known nationally, certainly through the television work, but you have a lot of Midwestern roots. So you went to Marquette. You're based right in the area.
I actually am. I'm right downtown on Michigan Avenue, and I decided to move downtown Chicago during the pandemic when a lot of people were leaving the city just to make sure that we're showing support for our great city. And it's been a heck of a 12 months, but I think we're coming out of it.
Well, one of the ways that people are mobilizing to try to support a bunch of different people, certainly on the health issues, but then also on the business side too, hit so hard by the pandemic. In your television work, your goal is always to like help people build businesses and be better and do all that. And so let's talk a little bit about the Lemonade Foundation. So you started that and pledged $50 million to it. That's very significant. Is it just an extension of the kind of things you'd always be doing, or is there maybe a different higher purpose focus with the foundation?
I think it's a little different. You know, my wife and I really sat down during the pandemic and wanted to understand what needed to change in our life and what we needed to help people change in their life. And I think the pandemic gave all of us a chance to do some inner soul searching and figure it out. And, you know, we've been very blessed on the business side to have success. But we also feel like there's people that need that extra little boost. They're doing amazing work, but they're not getting the exposure and they're not getting the resources they need to execute their plan. And we've shifted a little bit and we're really trying to focus more on things like that as we move forward.
People who are fans of the program that you do, you can do anything. You can help any kind of business. You know, it really does run the gamut, but restaurants are a theme in there in the food side of things. So let's talk about specifically here in Chicago. We'll have Dion on a little bit later on in the program, but with Dion's Chicago Dream, and this is right in the world of food, maybe not in the traditional business side, but certainly in access to food and building something, maybe a vehicle, if you will, to be able to get food to people. So talk a little bit about it, what it is, and what kind of caught your eye and you thought it was important.
Well, you know, it's the whole food insecurity problem became really, really more relevant to me as I started to understand how restaurants were struggling during the pandemic and how there was a real need for people to solve their food insecurity problem. And I'm invested here in a local business in Chicago called Corey's Bagels, which is right downtown. It was an episode on The Prophet. And we've talked a lot about it. And Corey's Bagels has done a lot of things to solve food insecurity in Chicago. And it was really a good fire starter for me. And as I go through Instagram and I go through my other social media channels, I always pay attention to people that are looking to get my attention. And Dion is as clever of a marketer as one could imagine. But he's not selling something, which is what I thought was interesting. And anytime I can find somebody that's putting in 150% to try to get my attention, to try to get other people to pay attention to something, but they're not selling us a good or service, you really have to almost do a double take and understand that there's a greater purpose here in marketing and there's a greater purpose that can be solved by using the power of social media. And Dion definitely got my attention, mobilizing not only his own message, but getting other people to get my attention as well. So very clever.
One of the things that I think, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is important is when you have either a business that's featured on The Prophet or even with this, right, with what we're doing with the Dion Chicago Dream, is your support for it isn't really an end to the entire thing. It's kind of a conversation starter, not only for other people around the country to see similar situations and way that they could support, but also even with those specific situations that they see. And so is that part of it, is that you feel because of your platform is that you can start some of these conversations, kind of jumpstart them in a way through the foundation, but also hope that it lights a fuse for more support and awareness down the road?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when I look at the success that The Prophet has had in shining a light on people doing things the right way, and unfortunately shining a light on people doing things the wrong way, I really realized that that platform has been a blessing for me because I can really highlight something. And I've decided to really pivot that light onto people that need the exposure that I can't solve at all, but I can give them a jump start. And so when I looked at Dion's piece, I wanted to really create some awareness around something in Chicago where I can put my money where my mouth is. And I think a lot of times we have these social justice movements, but other people pay attention to how you handle it. And I knew that if I was putting my money where my mouth is, I would at least get people's attention and hope that they would be able to contribute as well. And that's what Dion needs here in Chicago. And that's what, quite frankly, we need here in Chicago, is a greater attention to putting our money where our mouth is.
Giving that's people kind of action steps and things to do, building a little bit of structure around it. Well, it's one thing to do things that are good for people, and of course you have a passion for that, but it's really cool to do things that you enjoy. And, you know, you've got a passion for Camping World, obviously leading that brand and building it incredibly, and then also racing. And so now when I think of Camping World, I think of RVs, of course, I think of family road trips, I think of travel, I think of racing. You have redefined it. That's what people think of when they see that Camping World logo.
It's crazy. You know, I am kind of a racing fan, but what I am a fan of, I know it's crazy, kind of. I don't do it because I love racing. I do it because I understand what happens at these tracks week in and week out. And I also love that this racing community provides affordable entertainment for families. And, you know, we just jumped into this new series on CBS, Tony Stewart, called the SRX series. And it's small tracks in small towns with local drivers and all-star drivers and families going to the tracks for, you know, $20 a ticket for a big nighttime entertainment value. And that really is why it's a good tie for Camping World. But it's a heck of a lot of fun for families, and that's why we get behind it the way we do.
It's as all-American as entertainment can get. And when you think about this, your background, and for the listeners, they'll let them know we're talking with the one and only Marcus Lemonis. As people think of you with NASCAR, but with the Superstar Racing Series, your thoughts on kind of expanding that? You're always one of those think-outside-the-box people building things, because you've got people from a multitude of different racing series, like stars, definitely bankable stars, but it's not all NASCAR, IndyCar, and more.
Yeah, so we do we're the title sponsor of NHRA, which is unbelievable, what we would call drag racing of all types of vehicles. We have the SRX, we have the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, and we really wanted to make a statement in one particular sport, and I think we've been pretty effective at that, but ultimately, what we're trying to sell is community and family, and when we think about food and the absolute necessity for people in our communities to not be hungry, it really all ties back to family.
It is. It is one of those things that all ties back to it. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Wanted to mention this, as those fans of Marcus Lemonis that see you on the business side, some of the favorite programs that we have are those home renovation shows that on HGTV. I saw that, and I think I read somewhere too, it's The Renovator, right? And so everybody loves to see that transformational story of either a house or a family into a situation they know and love. But you know that this is typically, that's the biggest financial decision a family will make. And so to build your mindset, your perspective and philosophy into it is very cool. Are you excited about this show?
Well, you know, we've made the first one and it's a huge pivot for me. But what I realized is that the home is the most important business that any family will ever be invested in. And I really wanted to take the temperature of HGTV about a year ago and really say to them, when we're talking about renovating a home, we're talking about renovating a family and their home. We're also talking about renovating the way people think about their home. And so the show that we've created in partnership with HGTV isn't just a traditional paint a wall and renovate a beautiful space. It's really understanding how the family lives in that space, how they communicate with each other, what issues they've had inside the house, and how we can use design and renovation as the building block for bringing their relationship back together. And we've been very successful at getting people to understand that. But we also want to work on the financial literacy of owning a home. It's the most important thing. And I remember when I bought my first home many, many years ago, it was the most exciting, most rewarding thing that ever happened to me. I paid $165,000 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And it was the scariest but most rewarding thing I ever went through. But it was the most joyful moment. And so I wanted to really pivot my focus really to understanding that every homeowner in America owns a business. It's the business of their home. And so we'll be on air next year, early next year, with a brand new series called The Renovator on HGTV. And so we're really excited.
We were closely with all those people. So we'll be excited to see that and have links, of course, up at WGNradio.com. And as we let you go, Marcus, no, so as a business person, you know, you are successful and you make money, and but you help people, obviously, and then you provide entertainment. It's a bunch of different areas, and not one of them, I think, defines you. What is these days, right, as we come out of the pandemic and people are looking for some positivity in 2021, what are your favorite things? Like, what is it about? Is it just the idea of building things that haven't either existed before and making that huge impact in places like racing? Is it just teaching, right? Passing on some of the lessons that you've learned to others? Or is it just providing entertainment, which of course people enjoy all those things you do?
No, I realized that, you know, when I first started The Prophet, I thought I could fix everything. It was a terrible mistake on my part, because ultimately people have to make decisions about how they want to take an opportunity. And in some cases, people have abused it. In some cases, people have taken advantage of it. But in most cases, people have done right by it. And my job, I've realized, is to become a bridge builder. And so if you're on, as a business owner, as a homeowner, if you're on one side of the cliff and you need to get the other side to the other side, my job is to try to provide the bridge, to just get you to the other side. But it's not to do the work for you. It's not to, you know, tell you how every step is going to go. It's just to give you the platform. And what you do with that opportunity is up to you. And so I really want the next decade of my life to be about providing that opportunity. And the foundation is really geared towards women and people of color who haven't been given the same opportunities. It's not exclusively that, but it's largely that, because I think if you show people the path and you show people the light and you give people the resources, people like Dion, they're going to do things that are going to change the world forever, more than any of us ever could, but they just need that extra little spark. And that's really where I think Dion came in helping him achieve his dream.
Well, you and the Lemonade Foundation are helping to amplify him and take his story and just kind of those best practices that you're putting out there, you know, out there for examples for people to use, to follow, to be inspired by. And so it's great. We love all the TV, we certainly love all the racing and all the inspiration, loving the things that you're doing, Marcus. So thanks so much for all you do. We'll have links up, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
You got it. Take care.